When I was preparing the pre-work for this toolbox, I wanted to just provide you with a kind of verbal explanation around the map of influence. I think it's really easy in organisational life to believe that if you're not in a management position, you don't line manage people, you're not in a strategic position, you don't line manage teams, you don't sit at an executive level, that you don't have influence. And the work in this section of the toolbox kind of invites you to dispute that myth. And I guess what I would say to you is I've been self-employed since I was 29. And in that time, I have had zero ascribed influence in any organisation that I've worked in. So I've never managed people inside those organisations. I've never had hierarchical position within those organisations. And as I was preparing this for you, I was reflecting on what my map of influence looked like when I started my work in NHS supply chain, which was in January 2025. However, what most people don't know is the conversations around the possibility of that work started as early as July 2023. And at that point, I had no influence with anyone inside the organisation. So my map would have been empty. Of course, David and my close friends, my team and Edith, and all the people from previous customer organisations would have been on my map. But if I had been to consider my map within NHS supply chain, there really would have been nothing there. So I think it's important to consider just how much influence you have on other team members. And we know from the work that you've done for the first workshop, and we followed that up again then in workshop two, that our behaviour has a massive impact on the influence that we have. And this is one of the reasons, of course, that the organisation is choosing to bring behaviour forward as being an important part of the performance and development conversations. So you know you work with people whose behaviour inspires you, and you know you also work with people whose behaviour has a negative impact on you. So our behaviour is a massive influence on those around us. So whilst you may not be in a management position, a leadership position, the ask is really just to think about who's around you where you do have influence. And that may be people within your direct team, your line manager, that may be stakeholders inside the organisation or stakeholders outside the organisation. It may be people you have influence with outside your work. So it may be to do with voluntary work you do, sport you're involved in. I think the important thing here is to say there's no right and wrong answer around this. And I guess when you start to think about your map of influence and you understand your results from the push me, pull me questionnaire aligned to your strengths and your transactional analysis, then you can start to be a little more intentional about where and how you would like to influence in the future. So again, it's just that reassurance. There's no right and wrong answers. Just have a bit of fun with it. Show it to people that you know. Scribble it out on a big bit of paper. Whatever kind of works for you. Just enjoy exploring where that influence is. Because no matter what you do or what you don't do, you will be having some sort of an influence. I really hope this has been helpful, and I look forward to hearing how it goes for you.